Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the Story Studio. Oh yeah, here we go. Check it out now.
Do you remember the intro to the Story Studio?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Story Studio, the show for podcasters, makers, comic. I cannot remember it.
What's the Story Studio podcast? Kind of independent, looking to tell stories in the modern
future
world.
Future stories, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. That's how long it's been since we did that episode. I mean, it must be about a year now, right?
Yeah, I think I was actually going to look this up just before we came on. I can find the exact date.
Well, so the listeners listen to this. Obviously, if you subscribe to this feed, that's quite amazing because we haven't updated it in so long. we're going to change the show format, but I think we kind of lost our groove and then we still got to get back into it. That tends to be the way. I think there's even a name for it, podcast fade or something, where a lot of podcasts struggle to keep going. But it's back, sort of, in a different way. And it's your thing. Tell people what it is.
Yeah, sure. So, hello again, everyone. So I've got the date here. The last episode we recorded for the Story Studio was June the 1st, 2018. And that was Filmmaking Like a Rebel with Alejandro Montoya Marin. Which that was a good interview. Enjoyed that one. Yeah. Did you like I think I got the accent on the in the name right as well.
Yeah.
This is just it's not a full episode, unfortunately. I know we promised to give the Hawk and Cleaver's massive storytelling podcast back and sort of rejuvenate what the Story Studio was. What has happened in the last year is that a lot of projects have come up and me and Luke have been incredibly busy with different things, which has meant that we've not been able to record and keep up with what we wanted to do.
Yeah.
But the good news is, as of April this year, myself, I've gone full time as an author, which means I've got a bit more time to spare. And what I'm doing is bringing to you a brand new show, which in a way continues on some of the legacy of this podcast. But it does mean that I am going solo, which is quite scary, actually, because before we did this show.
Yeah.
I'd done no podcasting and it was because of you that I started podcasting. So you held my hand a lot through the first few interviews. I don't think you felt like you did, but you definitely did. You held my hand for a lot of those.
Something in my hand, but it wasn't a hand.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Ignore that.
Striking out solo. Essentially, what I'm doing is I'm bringing a brand new podcast to you guys, which is called Great Writers Share with Daniel Wilcox. It's very much in theme with the Story Studio podcast. So what I'll be doing is bringing on guests for sort of an hour or so for a bit of an intense interview about engaging interview with some incredibly successful writers, some people who are up and coming. Basically, I'm getting involved with anyone who has a voice within writing and wants to share what they do to just promote what it is they do, to give good habits, mindset, strategy, tips to any author who's at any stage in their career, and just provide some content. I think one of the things I have missed over the last year or so is just chatting to different writers and getting their perspectives. And so every Friday, that will be a brand new thing that's coming up, and it won't be featuring on this feed, but we'll put a link in the show notes for the new feed. And if you want to get involved in the Great Writer Share and carry on listening to that, then jump on over. And to hook you into the first episode, and that wasn't actually a deliberate choice and why I did this, but for episode number one, we have one of the most amazing guests of all time. He's a guy who is incredibly successful, someone I've looked up to since I was at least four and he was 7'3". And that person is, can you tell us, Luke?
Some idiot called Luke.
Just Luke.
Yeah.
Just the first name, like Prince.
Yeah, you asked me to come on your show, and I hope I did it. I hope I launched the show in a good way. I haven't messed it up. I hope you don't lose subscribers. You might end up with minus subscribers.
That would be incredible.
Yeah.
How do people even do that?
I don't know.
I'm trying to work out like a physical way to go into negative numbers of subscribers. But yeah, Luke is going to be the first person on the show. Episode's already recorded. And the new show, Great Writers Share, will be going live on Friday, the 26th of July, which is, as of the time of recording this, coming Friday. This episode will go live a couple of days before. I'm not 100% sure, but you obviously already listened to it, so it doesn't matter when it airs. But yeah, I guess that's kind of it. I think one of the things I'm excited about is continuing on some of what we've done before. So getting some amazing guests involved, just sharing their tips, their strategies, everything that is that they're doing that they want to share. I've got a few guests already kind of lined up in the pipeline, and definitely want to get some more of the Hawk and Cleaver guys involved, because I think I work a lot with you guys, but yeah. I don't really, not really had those sort of writerly conversations with some people.
Yeah.
So it'd be nice to
interview someone on a podcast, you don't just chat about, I don't know, the future and stuff you're working on.
Yeah.
And sort of how's your day going? You'd sort of dig deep, and we don't really get a chance to do that with each other.
Yeah. I think you meet up in person and we'll just go out for a pint, and then we'll sit there and we'll just talk about like shows that we've seen. And
exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Things. I mean, you came up a couple of weeks ago. We saw Midsummer. It was lovely.
It was good. Yeah, it was nice.
I like.
It was the Skype lag. So I like to sit in the garden and play football and drinking beers and whatever else. Just chatting nonsense. It was great.
Yeah,
but it's different to the podcast interview. Like when you podcast interviewed me, it was intense. It was very intense. You were shouting your questions at me.
Well, I've been watching Full Metal Jacket.
It was like that, yeah. Yep, I think I might, if I had a gun, I might shoot myself.
I think there were a couple of times you were a bit slow to respond, but you got faster, you got more reactive. And by the end, the interview was, I scheduled an hour and it was done in 6 minutes. So it's a good one to look forward to.
Yeah.
But yeah, just want to say, obviously, thank you to everyone who has listened to the Story Studio in the past, anyone who sort of found it recently, because we're still getting downloads somehow, which is fantastic. But yeah, jump on over to the Great Writers Share podcast, and you'll be joining straight in with myself and Luke for episode one, and then we'll take it from there, and I'll hopefully see you on the other side.
Cool. All right, guys. Anything else you want to let them know about? What have you got music picked out for this new show? You got your artwork. I've seen that. That's looking lovely.
Oh, it's everywhere. Yep, got the artwork, got the music. It was... I can't really say who's done it because it was kind of all behind the scenes on... I can't really say who did the artwork. Not that I like hiding it from anyone, but I just forgot their name because it was a while ago that I got it done, and it was one of these websites where you got the artwork done. But the only thing which, if you listen to episode zero... we'll have a bit of explanation there, but there will be a Patreon for the podcast as well. So basically what I'm planning on doing is providing a load of extra content for anyone who wants to just subscribe and support the show for $1 a month. I'll be having sort of guest interviews in there. I'll be doing sort of priority early releases. There'll be groups. There'll be everything else just to kind of create a bit of a community behind anyone who wants to get more involved in the show and get more involved with the guests that are coming on.
Sounds good, man. Looking forward to listening to the other episodes that aren't me. I don't think I can listen to myself too much.
And I will miss you. And I do think, and the spot is always open there, if you do have a free day and you want to jump on, by all means, feel free to jump in with me.
Yeah, I'll come and hold your hand again for all time's sake.
Well, not my hand.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. See you on the other side.
Yeah,
we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Story Studio podcast. Still hungering for some podcast goodness? Then why not check out our other show, The Other Stories? Oh, and did you know, every time you leave us a review in the iTunes store, a puppy is born. Cute, eh? Anyway, toodle pip.